Hashtag clap for Boris, Trump, world leaders send messages of support as Prime Minister Johnson remains in ICU. By Victoria Friedman on April 7, 2020. Messages of support have come from around the world and across the political spectrum for Boris Johnson. After the Prime Minister was admitted to the intensive care unit, ICU, of St. Thomas Hospital, London, on Monday night. Prime Minister Johnson had been self-isolating for 10 days after testing positive for Chinese coronavirus, continuing his duties as Prime Minister. But on Sunday night, his representatives confirmed that he had been admitted to the London hospital as a precaution as his symptoms, a cough and temperature, persisted. Last night, 10 Downing Street announced that his condition had worsened and that he had been moved to ICU. He has not been put on a ventilator, but it was later revealed that since Sunday night, he had been in receipt of oxygen treatment. First Secretary of State Dominic Raab is now officially deputizing for the Prime Minister. In reaction to the news, U.S. President Donald J. Trump, pictured above with Prime Minister Johnson at the NATO meeting in 2019, opened his daily coronavirus press briefing by saying, "I want to send best wishes to a very good friend of mine, and a friend to our nation, Prime Minister Boris Johnson. We are very saddened to hear that he was taken into intensive care this afternoon. Americans are all praying for his recovery. He's been a really good friend and something very special, strong, resolute, doesn't quit, doesn't give up." President Trump added, "He's just such an incredible guy. It's just so shocking to see that because you know what that means. Intensive care is a big deal with regard to what we're talking about. That's a very big deal, a very scary deal." Hashtag clap for Boris began trending on Twitter. A reference to Britons standing outside their front doors on Thursday evenings to clap for NHS staff in gratitude for caring for coronavirus patients. The last time Mr. Johnson clapped for the NHS in his most recent public appearance, only days before his hospital admission, he looked fatigued. Supporters on Twitter are calling for a similar show of thanks to the country's elected public servant, calling for Britons to clap for Boris on Tuesday at 8 p.m. Brexit Party leader Nigel Farage offered his prayers to Boris, as did Mr. Johnson's predecessor Theresa May. Johnson's political adversaries also wished the Prime Minister a speedy recovery, with London's mayor, Sadiq Khan, offering prayers for the stricken premier. The Labour Party's new leader Sir Keir Starmer called it terribly sad news, while Shadow Health Secretary Jonathan Ashworth told the BBC, "He is our nation's leader and we are rooting for him to come through this because we want him back fit and healthy, leading the fight against this awful, awful virus. But he's not just a politician, is he? He's a father, he's with his new fiancée, they're expecting a child, so this must be an awful time for his loved ones, and we really do wish him the very, very best." Mr. Ashworth added, "Today, this isn't about politics. It doesn't matter whether you voted for him or not. The whole country will be wishing him their very best and wanting him to swiftly recover." Leaders of Anglosphere allies Australia and Canada also sent their best wishes, as did European and EU leaders, with Pedro Sanchez, whose country Spain is one of the worst affected by coronavirus in Europe, saying, "My solidarity and wishes for a speedy recovery for Prime Minister Boris Johnson. These are difficult days for our countries, but from strength and unity we will be able to win this battle. A hug to all the British people."